I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. In Afghanistan, converts to Christianity lead dangerous lives and must keep their faith secret in order to avoid persecution. That's why Cure International is preaching the gospel at all times and using words when necessary, so says the organization's founder and CEO, Dr. Scott Harrison. Cure has established hospitals there and is treating disabled children, which is their open door.
The disabled child has been neglected, and there's about 350 million of these children around the world. 140 million, roughly, are the number who can be cured. And so we feel that this is an unreached people group that we can reach.
Next, with anti-American sentiment running high and mission outreach more effective from second and third world nations, World Gospel Mission is doing something about it. WGM held its first international summit this week. WGM's president, Hubert Harriman, says these churches are ready to do missions. He says WGM will probably restructure itself.
That would be an international organization under which the church would send their missionaries. It would no longer be a North American thrust. It wouldn't just be the United States sending missionaries, but rather missionaries coming from all over the world, going to all over the world.
And Wycliffe Associates is asking prayer for their Latin American team. The workers in translation, literacy, and scripture use are attending a 9-month linguistics course being held in the International Course of Linguistics, Translation, and Literacy facilities at the Ricardo Palma University in Lima, Peru. Interest is running high. The course only had a capacity for 15 of the 40 students who applied. Pray that they'll learn valuable information and skills to help them in their work. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.